Welcome to Shom Mashal on the Daf from Sochim Daf Samech. The Gemara on Amud Beis brings the concept that a Korban Pesach throughout the year needs to be a Shlom. And therefore, if somebody shechts the Korban Pesach lishmoy for the purpose of Pesach during the year, it's possible. But if you shecht it shaloy lishmoy, so then it's kosher. And as the Gemara says, and brought down here in the Rishonim, this concept exists only by Korban Pesach. It's the only Korban for the entire Korbanis that you have a Korban that if you shecht it lishmoy, then it is pasul. And it's going to be kosher only shaloy lishmoy. And this is the basis of the sugi over here. When one did it lishmoy, but shaloy lishmoy, does one take out from the other? Now the oimik in this thing is you have to understand what's the reason the psachim doing the year is shlom. We mentioned over here in an earlier shir that Chazal already in Sefer HaZoyah bring a question that was asked to Rosh Hashanah by Yochai, that we know the reason we don't eat chametz and Pesach, it is chametz is connected to Yetzer Hara, the bad in the world, and we remove the bad in the days of Pesach. So the question that was asked to Rosh Hashanah by Yochai is, why don't we not eat chametz the entire year? Why only during the 7 days of Pesach? And Rosh Hashanah by Yochai answers, brings a mashal of somebody who is sick, so during the time of his sickness, you need to give him very strong medicine. But once he heals, he doesn't need that strong medicine. And then Mefarshim explain, the Arizal alludes to it, that the Oimek HaDavar is, that really our job as human beings in this world is to operate with the Yetzer Hara. If we have no Yetzer Hara, so what's the point of what we're doing over here? We're here to be challenged, and through our challenge to come and reveal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As we always mention, we mentioned this year as well, the Kotzker Rebbe that says, Anshei Kodesh Tiyuli. Kishbohu says, I want holy people. It says, most people focus on the word Kodesh. You have to be holy. Says the Kotzker Rebbe, I focus on the word Anshei. You need to be a human being who is able to connect to Kedusha. Kishbohu says, I have enough Malachim. I have enough Kedusha by me. I'm trying to extract the Kedusha from down here when a person, through his challenges and through his Avodah, is able to overcome his Yetzer, that's the greatest covet, that's the greatest respect that one can give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So our job during the year is to operate within the Yetzer. But we get a boost throughout the days of Pesach. In Pesach, we remove the Chametz, and the whole idea of the Avodah of Pesach is to take that Koyach, that power of Kedusha of Pesach, to give us that koiches for the rest of the year to be able to fight the Yetzer Hara. Like a sick person gets a medicine, he gets healthy. Now that he's healthy, he can operate and eat even food which is not so good for him. That's part of what he does. That's the oimek of what Rosh Hashanah answers in Sefer HaZoyah. And with that, before she explain, this is the idea of Korban HaPesach. Korban HaPesach represents the Avodah of Pesach. Korban HaPesach can come only for Pesach. And that's a special korban. You don't have chametz in the house when you bring korban Pesach. It has to do with that avodah. On the other hand, you have a korban shlomim. And the whole definition of korban shlomim is that a human being is part of the korban. As the Gemara tells us in Menachas Daf Ayin Gimel, that a goy cannot bring a korban shlomim. And the Bali Musa explained, based on how Rashi says over there, that a goy doesn't understand the concept of having shlomim. How can a human being with all his deficiencies connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The korban is for Hashem only. I am separated. But the chiddush of korban HaShlomim is that we, human beings, with our Yetzer Hara, with our challenges, with our issues, we're also part of the korban. That's what korban HaShlomim represents. And that's why by a yid, we do have korban HaShlomim. That's what korban HaShlomim is all about. So we mainly, korban Pesach during the year turns to be a HaShlomim. As the Priskirov explains, in the Oymik and the Lamdis, it is that Pesach has in it Shlomi to begin with. Meaning, it gives us the source, the power, the empowerment to be Shlomi during the year. So Pesach on Pesach, you're focused to take away the Yetzara. But then during the year, it becomes Shlomi, the Adam with all what he is, connects to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the Gemara tells us over here. If you take a Korban Pesach during the year and do it Lishmo, Lishem Pesach, you're not doing the Avodah of the Adam. The Adam in this world needs to be a Shlom in our Pesach. Pesach is only during the 7 days of Pesach. That's the only time where you have the sick person getting medicine. During the year, it needs to be Shlom in the person the way he is connects to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why this Korban needs to be Shaloi Lishma during the year, meaning the Korban Pesach any other day of the year. What did it result in? The avodah of the Pesach is to create a shlamim, that connection of human being and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, human being kefishu, anshei kodesh, human beings that connect to Kedusha. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.